But without further ado, I want to introduce our first speaker, who is Mohammed Babai. Mohammed was born in Yaffa, Palestine. He is a film producer, and as a film producer, Mohammed wanted to document the injustices that the Palestinian people face under occupation and continue with this work through his film producing. We're very lucky to have him here with us today. Please give him a very warm welcome.
As she told you, I'm from Palestine. I'm from Jaffa, what's it called, Palestinian 48. I have Israeli citizenship. And today I would like to talk about a few laws in the only democracy in the Middle East with the most moral army in the world. I guess you all know what I'm talking about. And we as Palestinian, me as a Palestinian, on paper were Israeli citizenship, but our experience shaped by our distinct ethnicities. The Israeli regime frequently highlight this difference through the implementation of new laws or the enforcement of existing one, impacting our status and experience within the state. Past 2.5 years, things shifted to the worse for all Palestinians in Palestine. And today I would like to talk about us as Palestinian 48 and about the dozens of Israeli's law specific neutralize us as activists or as Palestinian citizens who try to speak out for our own people, like the genocide in Gaza. And as you all know, Israeli regime don't hide anything, their intention for genocide or for the displacement of people like in the refugees camp in the West Bank or the killing of Palestinian people. I want to talk about the last law that everybody heard about the death law, which was enacted for Palestinian in the West Bank. One of the definition of the law is death penalty for someone who commit a terror attack, which is meant to threaten the existence of Israeli state of Jewish people. You don't need to be a law expert to understand what they mean and for whom. Even without this law, Israeli regime have been torturing and killing Palestinians and prisoners since 48. They don't need this law to kill Palestinians. In the past 2 years, 100 Palestinian prisoners were killed in the torture camps by Israeli regime. And of course, you know, there's almost 9,000 prisoners in the Israeli prison, and among them 3,500 under administrative detention. By the way, this law is far way back at the time of the British mandate, like the death law. One of the basic law, Israeli law, is the Israeli law, like Israeli national state of Jewish people, which means the Hebrew is the official language. Only Jew Israeli have the self-determination, and also they have the right to develop development of the Jewish settlement as a national values. That means that we as a Palestinian native people have no right for self-determination, or have no right to have our new cities or villages or to build or other rights. Of course, Arabic language is not an official language anymore. So as I told you, there is a diverse way to killing Palestinians, like a bombing, assassination, as you all witness in the West Bank in the middle of the day. They can come, assassinate, and take the body of the Palestinian, or they can enter his house, assassinate the Palestinian in front of his family, or they carpet bomb like they did in Gaza, torture prisoners, prevent medical treatment, or beat them to death. I wanna start with a few laws that enforced in the last 2.5 years. I wanna start with the Nakba law. The law is designed to prevent Palestinians from speaking about the Nakba and defining events in Palestinian history critical to Palestinian collective national identity. And they do it in a variety of contexts, including education. It has chilling effect on educators, organizers, and activists, preventing them from speaking openly about the Palestinian history and culture, and from voicing legitimate criticism of the state. Of course, we are not allowed to put kafia in Palestine, or to dare to have posters of kids in Gaza who were killed or Palestinian flag. The law imposed severe and unjustified restrictions on freedom of expression and explicitly targeted Palestinians. This law entrenched Jewish supremacy in important public spaces by withdrawing state funding from institutions that challenged the definition of the state as a Jewish state. The second law is the law of a land and planning right law. This amendment of law prevents any person or entity, like a private or public entity, from selling land or leasing property for a period of exchange exceeding 5 years. That means you can't sell your land to any foreigners. And of course, this is the law, how it's written, but in fact means that no Palestinian who live, a refugee, can't buy any land in Palestine. You are not allowed to sell, or you are not allowed to buy it. The point of this law is to prevent Palestinians who have money or able to buy even their own house that was evicted from it, like his grandparents, they're not allowed to buy it back. Even in some Palestinians have the paper that approve the owner of this property. They're not allowed to buy it. Also, there is the law of further amendment. This is the law of prison ordinance that was enacted in May, allowing restriction on security prisoners. And I'm talking about Palestinian with Israeli citizenship, and I'm talking Palestinian in the West Bank. It's a different story. They are under military rules and laws. Under the new law, the director of security service may limit the number of lawyers permitted to visit prisoners or group of prisoners to a period of 3 months and extend the period for an additional 3 months with approval of the Attorney General. And of course, I know many occasions that they extend it for more 6 months and they don't need any proof to ask to extend it. And there is also the law of family unification. It's a law specific for us. That means, like, if I have Israeli citizenship, I get married to someone from the West Bank, she is not allowed to live with me in my city, in Jaffa. And if we have a baby, the baby have no rights. I can have my baby with me until the age of 14, then I need to send him back to the West Bank because he have no rights. Imagine if one of you come to Israeli regime and get married, you might have Israeli citizenship. For example, if I get married to an Australian woman, not Jew, it will take more time. Not like if she's a Jew, it will be easy. Automatically she got citizenship. But non-Jewish people, it will take many years. Palestinian, no way. So we are not allowed even to get married to a Palestinian from the West Bank, unless I go and live there. And the best one, my favorite law, is the Thoth law. This law is the Thoth law. It's in all Israel referred to a controversial amendment to the country's controversial law passed in November 23, which criminalized the system and the conditions, conceptions of a publication of a terrorist organization. Easy. For example, if I sit in my house, in my room, I watch videos for Hamas or Hezbollah or other organization, only watch. And a friend and another guy see that I'm watching many videos, he can go and call the police and tell them that Muhammad is watching a lot of videos. And of course, if I watch a lot without even sharing, before sharing the videos, I can get arrested. Because they assume that if I watch a lot of videos, I'm gonna have intention to do and to commit a terror attack. So even in your own house, you have no rights to watch videos or any videos that you want to watch. And I remember during the genocide, many, specifically in Jerusalem, they used to stop young guys or get into a store and ask the guys to open their phone and to check if they are member on Telegram and other groups who talk about the genocide in Gaza. So they have two choices. Or they open the phone and they check if they are part of or member in a group, they can take the phone and beat them, or they can say no. So when they say no, they arrest them, they beat them, they take the phone, and most of the time they just take their phone and they don't get it back. And they do it because they can do it. They can do whatever they want. They don't need any law to do that. There is also one more thing I want to talk about the Palestinian prisoners. Palestinian prisoners have no rights, of course. But also after he gets killed or died in prison, his body is not released. For example, if he got detained for 20 years and he died after 10 years, so they will hold his body for more 10 years. He's a prisoner after his death. And because most of the world treat Israel regime like a Western democratic regime, but they are not. It's not that the Western countries they are democratic. We know exactly how they treat people in Germany who dare to speak out, how they ban people. So it's happening for Palestinians. It's been like this for more than 70 years, but now in the past 2 years after the genocide and the world standing aside and doing nothing, so the Israeli regime know that they can do whatever they want and nobody will tell them to stop it. So this is our reality as a Palestinian who have Israeli citizenship. Thank you.